And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store and restaurant. Lum is waiting on a customer at the lunch counter. Listen.
Now, here, Ulysses, are you sure that's all you want to eat?
Yeah, that's okay, Lum.
Well, I can make you another Lumburger in just a couple of minutes.
No, that's okay.
Well, was the Lumburger she had all right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, let's see. That'll be 70 cents then, Ulysses.
Okay.
I hope everything was all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, be sure and come in again, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
So long.
Okay.
Did you notice that, Abner?
Huh?
Ulysses must be losing his appetite. He just ate two Lumburgers this morning.
Two? Is that all he ate?
All this before, he never ate less than five or six.
Why, no. I saw him sit there at that counter hour at a time eating them things. Just seemed to love them.
I wonder if I'm losing my technique.
Losing your what?
Technique.
I never even knowed you had one. You recollect where you put it last?
Abner, a technique ain't nothing you can see.
Well, how can you tell when you've lost it then?
What I'm talking about is my cooking technique.
Oh, Lord, I never know. Is that what you call that white hat you wear when you cook?
Oh, no, that's my chief's cap. Still got that.
Yeah, fact is, you got it on.
Have I?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, what I mean is my natural talent for cooking up stuff and making it taste extra special. It's a difference.
Oh. Well, maybe it's a good thing you lost that one.
Just can't seem to build a restaurant business up to where it was before we had to go to the county seat for that trial.
No, it has fell off something wonderful. Maybe folks just don't know the restaurant's open again, Lum. They might have got out of the habit of coming here while it was closed up, you know.
Yeah, suppose so.
And then, of course, all that bus crowd had to start eating down at Luke Spears' lunchroom while we was closed.
Yeah, I've got to speak to him about that and get the bus business back again.
Oh, we ought to do that. That was good business, I'll tell you that right now.
I think he's giving them some kind of a special price now so they'll keep on eating down there.
Well, can he do that?
I don't know of no law against it.
No.
We're supposed to be the official bus stop, sort of, but you still can't force the bus passengers to eat in one certain restaurant. Of course, we could get him to stop in front here.
Yeah, that'd help. That'd help, sure.
It's a free country, you know.
Yeah. Well, looks like maybe you'll just have to undercut that special price that Luke's giving them.
Well, I hate to do that. More likely I have to cut out so low, we'd lose money.
Oh, well, let's not do it then. We can lose money just as easy without that business. Save me all that dishwashing.
What I might could do is get Grandpappy Spears to talk to Luke about it, as long as Luke's his nephew.
No. Ain't no use of talking to Grandpap about anything right now, Mom. Not in his condition. He's so tore up over that boy. He claims he heard on the telephone yesterday. He don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, guess you're right.
Oh, I seen him over at his place this morning. He was just having nervous fits.
Oh, that's got him pretty worried, all right.
Well, no. Got himself locked up in the house right now. Feared to even step outdoors, he says.
Abner, are you sure you wasn't the one that called him up?
Lum, I've told you 6,490,320,000,000 times that it were not me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
It ain't that I don't believe you, Abner.
Oh, of course not.
But no. I just can't figure out who else would pull a stunt like that.
Huh?
Of course, there's an awful big chance he never even heard that voice. Just imagined it.
Why, of course he did, Mom. You know Grandpap. He's always imagining things like that.
I know.
Recollect that time he thought somebody was following him home one night, scared him plumb to death. And all it turned out to be was just a loose sole on one of his shoes. It'd come unsold and start flapping. He thought it was some footsteps behind.
Yeah, recollect that.
Come running up on my front porch, banging on the door, hollering for help, scared the daylights out of me. And he still swears up and down that it was somebody.
I know he does.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no use to try to tell him no different, neither.
No. He says it was the gnarliest escape that he ever had. Once he told me, Lum, that fella was over 7 foot tall, what he told me.
Oh, he gets ideas in that head of his, no doubts about it.
Was carrying a big telephone post for a club, he said, chasing me.
No use trying to argue with him like arguing with a stump on fire.
Oh, yeah, stubborn as a blue-nosed mule.
And that's more than likely all that phone call was, too. He just heard wrong. got scared and hung up.
Why, sure.
Never found out who it was or what the actual wanted.
Why, no. I know good and well that's all it is to it. I wouldn't pay a bit of attention to
Nobody
it.
Ain't going to call up and try to scare an old feller like you.
Well, gentlemen.
Howdy, Squire. I never seen you coming in there.
No. How are my good friends this morning?
Oh, not bad. Can't complain.
Abner, would you get me down a can of that tobacco up there, please?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I'll get a place for it.
Maybe you better make that two cans, Abner. I'm a little upset today. On such occasions, I find that I smoke a good deal. Seems to quiet the nerve.
Why, what's got you upset, Squire?
Oh, well, nothing, Lama. Not a thing at all. Just put the tobacco on my bill, Abner.
Yeah, I'm already doing it.
Well, I better be running along. I'll see you men later.
Well, wait a minute. You forgot your tobacco.
What's that, Lama?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's what's the matter with me. I can't seem to think straight at all today. No.
Jenny, your hand's sort of shaking there. Is something the trouble, Squire?
No, not a thing. It's hardly worth mentioning.
Well, if there's anything we can do for you, Squire, we'd be more than proud to help.
No, thank you, Lum. Really no way that you can help me that I know of. It's just, it sounds a little ridiculous when you try to tell it.
Well, go ahead. If it'll help any to get it off your mind. Sometimes it does, you know.
Well, yes. Well, I just don't know what to make of it. But late last night, my telephone rang, and some mysterious voice... Oh, it's too ridiculous to tell.
Well, wait a minute. Did this voice say death strikes without warning? Beware?
Why, yes. Mom, was that you?
No, but Grandpappy Spears heard the same thing.
Last night?
No, yesterday. His call come in the morning, I believe.
Well, now, what do you know about that?
I thought it was just something that Grandpap imagined in his own head. But, Granny, if you got the same kind of a call, there must be something to it.
Yes. What do you suppose it's all about, Lum?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't either, but I'll tell you, it certainly was a disturbing phone call. Have something like that happen in the middle of the night. Wake a man up, scare the daylights out of him.
Well, sure it would.
Of course, I tried to dismiss it. My own mind is just the work of some prankster. I tell you, Lum, I didn't hardly sleep a wink the whole night through.
Just a minute, Squire. Did that voice sound like it belonged to anybody you know? Like, say, Abner, or just anybody?
No, I thought about that last night, Lum. I laid there in bed after I hung up the receiver. Studied over my mind. It didn't sound like any voice that I've ever heard before, I don't believe.
Uh-huh. Well, if you hear it again, Squire, I wish you'd let me know.
Yes, I will.
Tell me just exactly when you hear it.
Yes, I will. Do you have any theories on this, Lum?
Well, no. I'm just curious is all.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll sure call you, Lum. And if Grandpap gets any more calls, I wish you'd tell me, too.
Yeah, I sure will, Squire.
As a rule, I'm not one to worry about such things, but such as that is upsetting, you'll have to admit it. Well, I'll see you men later.
Yeah, and don't worry too much about it, Squire.
I'll try not to, Lum. Oh, so long.
So long.
Well, what do you know about that? Squire got a call, too.
All right, Abner. You can drop all that interesting talk. Now I know it was you.
Me?
Why, sure, I can see the whole thing now. Grandpap and Squire was the two fellers we give part of that pearl money to. And you just can't stand to think of them having it, so you're trying to get them scared and figure out some way to get them to give it back.
Why, Lum, Edders, there ain't a word of truth in that.
Well, the least you can do is just stop telling stories about it.
I ain't telling no stories.
I never thought you'd stoop to nothing like that, Abner. Fact is, I never thought you were smart enough to study up such a scheme.
No, I ain't so ignorant as all that.
Oh, so you admit it.
No, sir, I don't.
Come on, Abner, you might as well fess up. I've caught on to you.
Oh, Lord,
you might just as well make a clean breast of it now. The longer you keep it up, the deeper in you're going to get.
Mom, why do you keep blaming me?
Because you're the one that never wanted to give him that money in the first place. And I noticed you was awful quiet when Squire was in here telling about the voice. Didn't have nothing to say, did you?
Well, I was just busy listening.
Sure. Scared you'd say something that'd give yourself away.
I've never done it.
I'm ashamed of you, Abner.
Oh,
and I'll tell you one thing. If you don't come to your senses and cut out this Huskin' Chuckins, I'm going to turn you into Uncle Henry Lunsford. You can't go around threatening people that way. That's against the law.
Well, you're threatening me right now.
Well, I've got reason to. Now, you better get over to Grandpappy Spears' house and tell him the whole... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I just happened to think of something.
Well, I'll guarantee you, Lum, I never had nothing to do with this. Now, don't look at me like that, neither. It weren't me. Honest. Cross my heart right now.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
There's the phone.
Well, I ain't going to tell Grandpappy Spears nothing.
Wait a minute. Wait till I get there and answer the phone. Hello? Jot 'em down, Store. Lum Edders talking. Hello? Hello?
Death strikes without warning. You may be next. Beware.
Well, that proves it isn't Abner. What is this, anyway?